more next week as well. But remember, Paul is giving advice to the local churches. And here in 1 Timothy 5, he even gives practical advice next week about widows, which we'll talk about. But for tonight, just verses 1 and 2, he says, "Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren, the elder women as mothers, the younger as sisters, with all purity." So tonight we focus on the family of God, and our title will be "As Family." We're to be treat each other as family. So let's pray. Lord, I pray that we would grow through your word tonight, and as we focus on our Christian family, Lord, may we just strive to obey your word in how we treat our brothers and sisters. Thank you for your word and how practical and powerful it is. So have your will in our hearts and teach us tonight. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. So this reminder about elders is also in the Old Testament, that we're to treat, you know, those of us that are old like me, grew up, we were taught to treat our elders with respect, which is why, you know, you teach your kids to refer to their elders as Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so instead of calling them by their first name, those sorts of things. But if you go back to Leviticus 19, this is nothing new. This is something that God has always required of his followers, of his people. So Leviticus 19:32, even in the Old Testament for Israel, notice it says, "Thou shalt rise up before the hoary head and honor the face of the old man and fear thy God, I am the Lord." So notice, if a hoary head comes by, that's a fancy word for, you know, white hair. Rise up, show respect. Even in the Old Testament, they were told to do that and to honor the elders. So in this case, it's not talking about the office of an elder. It's talking about people that are old. How old? I don't know. Just they have white hair. So we'll say that much. If you go to Proverbs 16:31, it's even in the Book of Wisdom. Proverbs 16:31. It says, "The hoary head is a crown of glory. It is to be found in the way of righteousness." So some of us have more hoary heads than others, like Doug. But yeah, it's to be respected. Amen? So when you see someone with hair like Doug's, you're supposed to treat him with respect. So back to our passage. "Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father. Treat him with respect as you would your own father. Treat the elder women as mothers." So notice how God is likening the Christian family to our own blood family. Fathers, mothers. Treat the younger men as brethren and the younger women as sisters. So in all the family relationships, he's likened them to the Christian family relationship. Why we often refer to one another as brother and sister. Now this word brethren is often a general word talking about fellow Christians. And if you do a little bit of a Bible study on it, you'll find out that it's in the New Testament over 300 times. Wow. I was a bit shocked that it was that often. In Acts 6, it starts, if you want to turn there. Remember, Acts 6 is kind of where church business first began. Up to that point, everything was new. The church was just getting started. People were getting saved and baptized. By the time we get to Acts chapter 6, they have their first issue. The Gentile widows aren't getting enough food from the church repository of food. And so the disciples here in Acts 6 down in verse 3, "Wherefore, brethren," so this is the first time it's used in this way, "brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business." And of course, they chose the first seven deacons in the first church of Jerusalem. But as the disciples are looking out over the congregation, which has now thousands of people, they said, "brethren." So he's using it as a general term to refer to everyone in the church. And then if you look at Acts 15:36, as Paul is planning to go back and revisit some of the churches that he's planted, here's what he said. And some days after, Paul said unto Barnabas, let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we've preached the word of the Lord and see how they do. So he's using it as a general term again to talk about fellow Christians. And again, it's in the New Testament over 300 times. It's in the book of Acts 50 times, this word brethren. So God here is likening our Christian family to our blood family. He uses the word father, mother, brother, sister. And if you do a little bit of a study on the word, you find that God gives us a lot of instructions on how to treat our brothers and sisters in Christ. So we're just going to quickly summarize some of that together tonight. So to start with, we're of course to love, amen, our brothers and sisters. Jesus made this very clear, didn't he, in John 13. But if you go to Romans 12, we find that we are told to exercise what God calls brotherly love. Now, I had a brother, and we pretty much fought all the time, but we still loved each other. And this is what God is teaching, is that we're to have brotherly love. Notice Romans 12:9, let love be without dissimulation, abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. So there it is, brotherly love. God wants us to have brotherly love. Hebrews 13:1, let brotherly love continue. So we're to love as brethren. Number two, we're to meet the needs of our brethren. Look at 1 John 3:17 and we'll see this. These aren't in any particular order, but as I studied this topic of our Christian family and brothers and sisters in Christ, these are just things that I found. So 1 John 3:17, but whoso hath this world's good and seeth his brother have need. So we understand, if you look at the context, that this is not talking about our earthly physical brother. It's talking about our fellow Christian. And it says, if he seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? So we're to love our brothers and sisters, and we're to, if we have the means, as it says here, we're to meet their needs. Amen? Also, James 5:16 says to pray one for another. So, of course, we're to pray for our brothers and sisters, which is what we do here on Wednesday nights, is pray one for another. And then while you're in 1 John 3, look at verse 16. And that is teaching us that we are to sacrifice for them. Notice, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for who? The brethren. So there's that word again. We're to lay down our lives for the brethren. We're to sacrifice for them. We are also, if you go to 1 Thessalonians 5:11, to edify and comfort our brethren. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. And I was actually amazed at how long the list was and how practical. 1 Thessalonians 5:11, wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. Part of that is showing kindness and compassion. 2 Peter 1:7 says, brotherly kindness. 1 Peter 3:8, have compassion one of another, be kind one to another. Ephesians 4:32. So we're to be kind and edify and comfort one another. If you go to Matthew 5:23, it teaches that we are to not have unresolved conflicts with our brethren. Matthew 5:23. And Jesus uses this word again. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. So again, the brother. We are to forgive. If you go to Colossians 3:13, we're to forgive our brothers and sisters. Of course, we're to forgive everyone. But we're talking tonight about treating each other as family. Colossians 3:13. forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And Luke 6:41 says that we're not to focus on the faults of our brother. Most of us know this passage quite well about the mote and the beam, showing us that God has a sense of humor. Because you can't fit a beam in your eye, can you? Luke chapter 6, down to verse 41. Why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye? But there's that word again. But perceivest not the beam that is in thine own eye. So there it is, thy brother's eye. And 1 Peter 4:15 says we're not to be a busybody in other men's matters. Also, we're taught that if our brother or sister gets overtaken in a fault, what are we supposed to do? Galatians 6:1 says we're to restore them. Galatians chapter 6, look there, verse 1. It says, brethren, so there it is, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. And then also, if you look at James 4:11, we're not to speak evil of our brothers or sisters. James chapter 4 and verse 11. And this is just how what happens when you just look up this word brethren or brothers and one another. But James 4:11, speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. So notice it uses that word again. So back to our passage, 1 Timothy 5, we find that God exhorts Christians to treat their Christian family as if they are their blood family. Because you know what? We are blood family. Amen? We've all been saved by the blood of the Lamb. We are all children of God through the blood of the Lamb. And we're going to spend forever together in heaven. Amen. So God wants us to treat one another. Chapter 5, verse 1. Not only rebuke not an elder, but what? Entreat him as a father. So treat the elder men as a father. Treat the younger men as a brother. Verse 2. The elder women as mothers. And the younger as sisters. Isn't that beautiful? Now next week he gives us some more practical, talking about the widows. What is a widow that the church should help? There's some guidelines, and we'll talk about those more, about being a blessing to our Christian family. But God says to treat our new family as our blood family. Amen? As family. Thank you. Let's pray. Lord, we love you and we just thank you that you have saved us, Lord, that you have made us brothers and sisters in Christ through the blood of Jesus. Lord, that we're all going to the same heaven. And Lord, that here on earth, help us to treat one another as we have seen tonight in your scriptures as brethren, to love them and to meet their needs and all these other things we looked at. Just help us, Lord, to strive to be that kind of a Christian that obeys your word in a practical way and treating one another as family. We love you and pray this.